Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
When last we were in Murondoy, Mala complained to Bibi about Anil, and she advised her to be strong and promised her full support. Divine told Unique that she was moving back into the house, even though Ryan was seeing Pepper. Patsy turned up and they changed the subject to the spending of expected oil revenue and practicing safe hygiene habits and the 3G program. Patsy was fast enough to ask Unique if she was divorced as yet. As we return, Divine has just returned home and Ryan is there.
Divine?
Hey.
What are you doing here?
I'm moving back in.
What?
Yeah, I don't want to stay with Daddy and Monica anymore. I miss my own home.
And what makes you think that you could just walk up in here?
Ryan, we are still married. And last time I checked, this house was in both our names.
Wow.
Last time I checked too, you didn't send me any divorce papers.
It's just that I ain't get around to it yet.
Well, in the meantime, I am home.
You can't do this.
I can't? I can't move back into a house that is in my name?
Yeah, but we got this house through my father.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Divine, why are you insisting on making things difficult for me?
I didn't know that's what I was doing. Who's that? Pepper? Tell her your wife is home.
I'm not about to do this with you, Divine.
When I come back, I want you gone.
Sorry, I'm not going anywhere.
Denzel, I really appreciate you coming over to help me back.
Well, sis, it's the least I could do for you and baby Hannah. Man, I gonna miss y'all bad.
Yeah. I can't believe we finally going.
Malachi seems happy now that y'all going.
Yeah.
So, what about the situation he had over there?
I don't have to worry about that. She got her own place.
Good.
I really hope I like the place.
Yeah, me too. Imagine my little niece gonna be a little American.
Yeah.
Alexis, you got to make sure you bring her back to Guyana steady.
Every year we come in. And more than once. Matter of fact, I come in for MASH, Easter, August holidays, Indigenous Month, Diwali, Christmas.
Wow, wait, man. It's better you don't migrate.
I ain't gonna lose touch with me roots.
Especially with this big Guyana flag you're carrying.
That is the first thing I hanging up in the house when I meet over there. Everybody got to know is a Guyanese house.
But Malachi is not Guyanese.
He's Guyanese, yes. His parents are Guyanese.
Well, yeah.
And he ain't got no problem with it.
Good. Keep your Guyanese identity. Keep representing we wherever you go. It can be good for Hannah too.
Yes.
As Guyanese, we really should be proud, you know. We have a beautiful country with beautiful people.
Yeah, we just got to be proud of ourselves.
Yeah, work on our national identity. You know one thing they're going to be pushing is having regional flags.
Yeah, we talked about that a while ago.
It's a part of building every region.
So, every region going to have its own flag? That's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the plan.
It's going to be really interesting to see the designs the different regions come up with. Like, if a region is famous for planting rice or has natural resources, it's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, for real.
So, besides being proud to carry we Guyana flag, we can have flags that will make each region feel proud of themselves. I like that.
Me too. I hope we see it come true soon.
Yeah.
Regional pride.
That could only be good for the country. Because once the people motivated to work and build their individual regions, we're building the country same time.
Exactly.
Wow. I really hope it happens soon.
It will. The Ministry of Communities is pushing for it.
Building the regions, building a country.
Yep. What?
Denzel, you know how long I wanted to go with Malachi, but now that I go in, it's like...
What?
It's just that we have so much happening in Guyana right now. We got the oil, and people really excited about the future. I just feel like me and Hannah are going to be missing out.
But you're going to America, Alexis, the land of opportunity.
Yeah. But I don't even know if I don't like the place.
I'm sure you're gonna like it, man.
What if the government start giving people money and so? I'm gonna miss all of that.
Cash transfers, Alexis. I think even if they do that, they can have conditions. But what are you worried about? You got a whole rich husband.
Yeah, but I still need something for myself.
You got the opportunity to study when you go over there and be anything you want to be.
Yeah.
And you have a choice. You can come back anytime and enjoy the products of Guyana's oil.
Come back to enjoy Guyana's oil?
Hey, bro.
Babe's still talking about coming back home?
Yeah.
See, Denzel can't please women. She wanted to go so badly, and now that she's going, she's having second thoughts.
I will miss home, Malachi.
I told you already. We can come back as often as you want. We can split our time between here and there. So stop worrying. You'll love it.
Yeah.
Talking about oil, I was just having a mad discussion with some of my cousins about what kind of agreement Guyana has. Correct me if I'm wrong, Denzel, but it's a production sharing agreement, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I was doing some research on that. A production sharing agreement is good.
They're splitting the profits, right?
Yeah.
So while we were talking, I was doing some research. You know what I found? The average range, well, the percentage that the countries can get from the contracts with the oil company, in Guyana's case, ExxonMobil,
yeah,
the average a country can get is between 45 and 70%.
Wow.
Yeah. This stuff is fascinating, man. But in Guyana's case, the government gets 15%.
So how some people still saying the deal is bad?
You gotta do your research. Even at a low price. You know, we have this coronavirus pandemic that's affected all prices, yeah?
The lowest in years.
Yeah, anyways, that aside, even with a low price, Guyana will still earn something like $51 million on a sale.
Wow.
It's amazing, man. Babe, listen, I'm serious about investing here. If when we get to America and you don't like it, I'll buy a house here and we can spend the most of our time here. This is the time to invest in Guyana, you know?
Okay.
It really is. I think I finally made up my mind to do some studies in oil and gas.
Go for it, man. The world is your oyster.
Yep.
And who knows? Growing up here might be better for our Hannah. She's still sleeping, right?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go look at her for a sec. My beautiful baby girl. I made a beautiful daughter.
Well, she got two good-looking parents.
Yeah, babes.
So you feel better now?
Yeah.
Good.
So you really gonna be studying oil and gas?
Yeah, man.
So in a few years, you can have a big job at ExxonMobil.
I could be anything.
My friend was telling me that her brother works there, and they invest in making sure their employees advance in their careers. That's really good.
Yeah, I heard that too. But who knows what or where I can be. It's so many possibilities.
That's right, bro. And now is the time to lay the foundation to set yourself.
Exactly.
I know whatever you become, Denzel, you're really going to do great things.
Divine, why are you still here?
It's what going on here?
I'm home. You know this house belongs to me and my husband, right?
Ryan, it's what going on?
Pepper, can you go in the room? I'm gonna talk with Divine.
Look, whatever you got to say to she, you could say it in front of me.
Divine, you can't be serious about this.
Until we go to court and the judge makes orders, I am not going anywhere.
All right then, I can leave.
Ryan, you can't make she put you out to your own house. Call the police when she put she out.
How is he gonna call the police to put me out when the house is in both of our names? Fully dance.
Ryan, talk to your wife, you know. Talk to she. You got to make a decision because I ain't gonna put up with this.
He's a married man. You have no control over what he does.
You didn't know he was your husband when you've been parading around Murundai with another man.
Well, you don't leave, eh? I have things to work out with my husband.
He move on.
All right. Enough.
I am going to call the police for them to put her out.
Divine, are you crazy? She is my guest. This is my house too.
Well, she can't stay here.
I sleeping right here tonight.
Divine, you got the face to come back here and pass orders? Who you really think you
are? Your wife. And if you think I giving you up without a fight, you got another thing coming.
He don't want you.
We can see about that.
Ryan, what happened here? I ain't sleeping in no house with another woman.
Well, we can watch one another whole night tonight, because I am moving from here.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost tip or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.